Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you guys have heard the term Zoomers, and it's very simple. It's your Generation Zs. Generation Zs aren't really wanting to be called Zers or Generation Zers, and I don't even think they want to be called Zoomers. But because they and the millennials made a mockery of the whole baby boomer thing, where now it's like, okay, boomer, they're the Zoomers. And so we got the traditionalists, who were born before the end of the war, 1945, back, right? Believe what, 1930, 1945. We have the baby boomers, 1945 to 65. They got a whole 2 decades to themselves. We got the Generation Xers, 1965 to 1980, which is me. I'm an Xer. We don't get a cool name. We could be called a Zoomer. That'd be an X-Zoomer, I guess. Then you have the Millennials, or the Generation Ys. They were Generation Ys, but they just called them the Millennials. Millennials were 1980 to 1995. The Generation Z, or the Zoomers, 1995 to 2010. And then 2010 to 2025 is Generation Alpha. And I wrote a book on that. I don't know if they're going to be called the Alphaers or the Alphas or whatever, but they're called Generation Alpha for now. If there is a name change, I will have to then change the cover of my book and the title of my book. But so the Zoomers have this huge generation gap with the boomers. Usually with the generation gap, we have the boomers and they have the X's. And like, okay, well, there's a generation gap there. But we usually kind of talk about generation gap between the boomers and like the millennials. Or the Xers and the Zoomers. Okay? Because Xers gave birth to Zoomers. Baby boomers gave birth to millennials. Traditionalists gave birth to Xers. Maybe some of the Xers were given birth by a baby boomer. But for the most part, there's that generation gap. But the boomers and the Zoomers are not getting along. In fact, there's memes all over the place about boomers and Zoomers. Like, there's one meme where there's a kid at the computer crying, you know, and the guy in the back is going, Zoomer. Or Snowflake. And then in the next scene, you see a guy cry at his computer because he can't turn it on or he doesn't know his Wi-Fi password. And you see the kid go, okay, boomer. And so, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But the problem is, in the past, yeah, we might have had a generation gap issue, and young people have always given older people a hard time. That's nothing new. But we have a little different scenario when you look at the Zoomers and the Boomers. Because the Zoomers, again, 95 to the 2010, so they're basically turning adults, if not young adults right now. And these are the ones that are just about to, a lot of them are about to vote. This is their first election that they might vote in. They're about to, join the military. They're, about to take on society, and they have a whole different perspective than the boomers had. Now, remember, the boomers, very, very interesting. Like, everybody thinks, well, the boomers are structured and rules. Not always. Remember, the boomers were from the traditionalists. The traditionalists were the ones that were really big on rules. The traditionalists were like, you know what, you find somebody, you marry them, and you're with them for life. Or you start a job, and you keep that job, and you're with that job for life. Baby boomers started to see what happened with Vietnam and the Cold War, and they were like, wait a second, we could be dead in a second. And, you know, we saw what happened with World War II, and they're like, no, 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 we're going to live life. And that's where the whole sexual revolution and then the drugs and, you know, the you know, Woodstock and all that, you know, came from. So baby boomers, when they were young, still had that whole YOLO, look, you only live once. But then what happened is baby boomers aged, and many of the baby boomers are becoming seniors. So they're kind of looking at, you want to know what, our parents or our uncles and aunts might not have been that far wrong. You do kind of need some rules. You do kind of need some structures. You know, some of the things we did, you know, back then, the greatest generation did, you know, the traditionalists, they, you know, or before, they kind of, they might not have been wrong. Well, while all this is going on, we started having this whole internet, you know, explosion. The Generation Xers were kind of caught between, we started to learn about computers. We couldn't really trust computers, but we realized we need to start trusting computers. So the Generation Xers started to get really, really big on communication. The Millennials are the ones that really had to kind of transition the world and say, okay, you know what, this is how we're going to do it, guys. And then the Generation Zers, or the Zoomers, were the ones where it was already, I mean, they just, all they know is tech. They are the biggest tech savvy. And so boomers don't like being reliant on younger ones that are so tech savvy and who actually have an advantage. Yet the, you know, the Zoomers, and I'm sorry that I'm calling them Zoomers, the Zoomers kind of, you know, don't want anybody telling them what to do because they find that they're starting to have this place in this world, and they don't, you can't compare what they're going through to other people because in, with older generations, we knew what sort of career we would have. We knew what a doctor would look like or a pilot would look like. The Generation Zers had to deal with Y2K, had to deal with September 11th, had to deal with the Great Recession. They just keep getting hit every few years, and now they're hit with COVID. So the Generation Zers is like, you know what? We're going to lay low. We're going to watch and see whatever, you know, it ends up being the opportunity we're supposed to take. And don't be telling us about college. Don't be telling us about getting married. Don't be telling us about career. Because look at our lives, okay? Every few years, there's some big catastrophe or big dilemma going on. So the boomers, you know, aren't really getting respected, and the Zoomers don't feel respected, and the Millennials and the Xers are kind of in between going, you know what, I don't want any memes about me, I don't want anybody calling me any names, you guys just, you know, listen, I, you know, I'm going to be, you know, older one day, then I'm going to be made fun of by the alphas, so you guys just have it out yourself. So I think what's going to happen is the boomers are just kind of laying low, waiting for there to be some power outage, and then everybody's going to be coming to a boomer going, how do we hunt? How do we camp? How do we work a ham radio? Whereas the Zoomers are like, yeah, I'll wait for that day. Because once there's a power outage and everybody's router has to restart, they're going to be coming to us for the passwords. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away. Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. It is National Blood Donation Week. If you can, please donate blood. We are at a huge, huge shortage, even beyond what we usually are this time of year, because the COVID pandemic prevented multiple drives from being hosted. And National Blood Donation Week was started by our show, Dr. Dolly Show, with Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, LifeShare, Community Blood Center. All the blood centers out there in America have united. Governors throughout the United States have united, proclaiming blood donation days. National Blood Donation Week is not a right, left, red, blue sort of thing. It is a It's America first, and we need blood. If you can't donate blood, if you could host a drive, we could do it very easily, COVID style, with social distancing and masks and, you know, the works. So please, please, you know, blood is needed by somebody every 2 seconds. 36,000 pints are needed daily. Blood donation week this week is the 1st through the 7th, and even after. If you couldn't do it this week, donate blood when you can. Thank you guys so much. All right, now, Zoom. Zoom is now more valuable than General Motors, Ford, Boeing, and Starbucks at $122 billion as thousands of businesses are using the app. Boy, I tell you, I didn't invest in Zoom. I didn't even think anything of it because when the shutdown happened, right, you know, stock markets start to crash. But Zoom, that's where everybody had to go to. And it's a video conferencing company, and stocks have just surged. They've announced another quarter of astounding growth. Revenue for its second quarter more than quadrupled the same time for last year. And the video conferencing company has raised its annual revenue forecast by more than 30%. So shares rose 33% to $432 a share. Wow. Yeah, we'll talk about Tesla. But I know, because a lot of people bought Tesla before the split. But, you know, Zoom is pretty much doing pretty well. Their market value exceeds that of two automakers, General Motors and Ford's, has also surpassed Boeing and Starbucks. So the company was founded and headed by former Cisco executive Eric Yuan, raised its annual revenue target for fiscal year 2021 to a range of $2.37 billion to $2.39 billion from $1.78 billion to $1.8 billion previously. So, you know, I don't see Zoom going down anytime soon unless, of course, there's more privacy hacks because, you know, people are working from home. People are even using it for school and a whole variety of things. So it's making money. Tesla, after its stock split, Tesla right now is at $4.80 a share. They did a 5-to-1 split. They were at about $2,200 a share. So when they split, they went down to roughly about $4.50, I forget. So anyway, they've had a really nice, they actually went down a little bit today, I believe. I think they went down about 3%, but they're at about $4.80 a share. Apple had done a 4-to-1 split. They're at about $133 a share. Because their shares are at the 400 or 500, which means you wonder if Zoom is going to have to start to split. Once they get about 400 or 500 a share, people have trouble buying, and they want, you know, the average Joe like me to be able to buy this stuff. So they might do a split, and we'll see what happens. Usually with a split, if you had 100 shares and they split into three, you know, 3-to-1, then you'll get 300 shares, you know. So same value, you'll just have more shares. So it's usually a good move for the company because they nice get a nice little bump. Baba, I guess. Yes, Alibaba. Their Ant Group is supposed to, I guess, be going public. They're at about $2.95 a share now. We'll keep you guys posted. Pharmaceutical companies still waiting for vaccine first. All right, today is a big day in terms of the payroll tax holiday. So, payroll tax holiday starts today, September 1st. An executive order signed by President Trump provides a payroll tax holiday for American workers, which is exciting some, and for others, they're like, I don't know if this is going to work for us. So while congressional leadership was still negotiating the next stimulus package, Trump announced four executive orders on August 8th, one including the payroll tax holiday. So what that does is it puts more money in the workers' wallets. But it's temporary, because even though you might not have to currently pay taxes and you have more money in your paycheck, you will still owe the taxes eventually. So then if you're not saving the money, that could be a problem. So any employee who has paid less than $4,000 before taxes per biweekly pay period is eligible. And you could defer paying payroll taxes so your check is actually bigger from September 1 through December 31st. So employees and employers each pay half of the total 12.4% Social Security tax due for each worker. But under the executive workers, employers may choose to refrain from withholding the 6.2% from employees for Social Security. The employers still have to contribute their own portion, but they could defer the 6.24 employees. Now, the employees won't get interest, they won't get penalties, but they still need to repay it between January 1 and April 30th. Any tax that isn't repaid within that window will be subject to interest and penalties. Employers could collect those penalties from the employees if necessary. So you have some people thinking, well, wait a second here. You know, I would rather have the money now. We don't know what's going to happen. Give me the paycheck now because I can hopefully invest it or whatever, and I'll be able to pay the tax later. You have others, and I would probably fall into this, going, look, I don't want to forget. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want any penalties. Just don't mess with it. So the payroll tax thing was nice, and I think it was appropriate for them to do, but it's just not that big of a windfall for people. They say workers who see an increase in their paycheck this fall could see double the Social Security tax withheld from their paychecks at the start of 2021 in order to pay back the deferral. Not that you're going to be paying, you know, more. They worded this on Forbes a little bit off. You're not going to be forced to pay more. You're just paying the same amount you always would have. So many employees and employers are like, what do we do? So, you know, now some people are thinking, well, wait a second. The president might defer payroll taxes even longer. And many people wonder if maybe Congress might, you know, so then they get some votes. Congress might say, you want to know what? Whatever Trump said you had to pay in the spring, we won't make you pay. So where people are getting a little confused is they're like, well, wait a second here. If somebody's going to defer or possibly, you know, wipe out those taxes, you know, or let's say Biden comes into office and he says, guys, we'll just wipe out all the taxes or whatever. They're like, well, then I might as well get the money now. So that's a little bit of a gamble. I mean, if you could really, really keep your ducks in a row, and if you can make sure that you know, your employer will take out the right amount of taxes, because again, it's still on you, you know, then you might want to, you know, take that risk of, okay, well, let's see, maybe I'll have bigger checks and bigger paycheck, and then we'll see what happens in the spring. But if you are like, no, I just don't want to take the risk, and I really don't see anybody saying we don't need our taxes, because even if Biden wins, Biden is, the Democrats are usually more about taxes. So I people have asked me also about like a student loan deferment. People are thinking, should I just borrow as much as I can because somebody's going to wipe it out? I don't know. That's a big risk. You know, I mean, I don't think Bernie Sanders is going to run again, and I don't think that was really a popular thing, wiping off, you know, college students' debt, because you have a lot of, you know, money that needs to be put into, you know, homeless and, people who are underserved. And so the college student community is not always kind of considered as underserved as, you know, other populations. And then if, you know, mom or dad had to pay their student loans, or you have some millennials that are just now making, you know, the end of their payments, they're going to be like, no, I just paid mine. And you're kidding me? And then I'm not going to qualify for $200,000 just being wiped off? It's not very popular. You know, it's popular with the current college students or people that have current loans. But, you know, for everybody else that had to pay theirs, they're like, no, I had to pay mine. Why don't I get $200,000 for free? So not sure how that'll work. So, cutting payroll taxes permanently is one thing. Now, Donald Trump has said if he is victorious on November 3rd, he will forgive the taxes and make permanent cuts to the payroll tax. So we have one candidate saying, look, go with it, because if I get elected, that's just money in your pockets. But some people are thinking, well, what if Biden wins? So I don't know what the answer is, guys. It's a little tricky. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on his way to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Before leaving, the president talks about the violence going on in Portland and how the feds are there to help.
All he has to do is call, and within 10 minutes, their problem will be over. As you know, they have to call us. They have to call and request help. All he has to do is call, and the problem will end. They had tremendous numbers of people really harassing him horribly, and I guess trying to break into his house. And he still sticks up with him because he's a fool.
The 41st state was approved this week for enhanced unemployment payments made possible by President Trump's August executive order. FEMA, the agency approving applications for the enhanced unemployment benefits, announced Tuesday that North Dakota was the latest to be accepted in the program. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new Gallup poll found that 27% of workers say they're now concerned about being laid off from their jobs, compared to 15% last year. The same percentage is concerned about their hours being cut, up 15% from 2019. Meanwhile, 28% of workers also worry about their wages being cut, compared to 16% last year. Amazon has been cleared for drone deliveries by the FAA, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
The FAA gave Amazon the badge of approval for its unmanned aircraft delivery system, which ultimately aims to deliver lightweight packages to customers in low population areas within 30 minutes. Amazon's Prime Air concept uses unmanned aircraft systems to safely and efficiently deliver packages, according to the FAA. The agency underscored its role as a safety regulator and said it supports innovation that is beneficial to the public, especially during health or weather-related crises.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys.
You're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a very, very social person. I've become a lot more introverted as I get older. And I notice I kind of like sometimes being home on the weekend, watching a movie and cuddling up with my blankie and, you know, eating my arroz con pollo. And, you know, so I've noticed I've kind of been a little bit more of a homebody the older I get, but I still like to socialize. And the one thing I really, really like is happy hour. Now, maybe it's because I'm a Generation Xer and I'm middle aged. I'm in my 40s. And so I can't really be out till 2 in the morning like I used to. So happy hour is great because you get to kind of party a little bit, but it's also cheaper, right? If the drinks are half off, it makes no sense to me to spend $12 drink when you could get them cheap, right, during happy hour. So when I have younger people say, oh, you know, come on, Dr. West, let's go drinking. I'm like, well, you know, I'm not really supposed to go drinking with you, you know, but I do want to get some cheap eats and I do want to save money. We go to happy hour. So when the pandemic hit and all of a sudden, you know, everything kind of had to, you know, shut down. And, you know, we had all these, you know, people wanting to celebrate getting married or bachelorette party or graduation or whatever. A lot of us kind of start to take things virtually. And so we started to have virtual happy hour. And I was really open about it. I was on Facebook, we were about to have a virtual happy hour. And it was great because you could see your friends. You could be technically social distancing, not violating any shutdown laws. You're not going to get arrested. And you could sit there and you could show everybody what you're mixing and what you're making. And, you know, you could be all stupid and whatever. Well, a study out of NYU found that you might want to kind of rethink that. And they found that virtual raves have had a huge uptick, where people aren't just drinking during virtual happy hours. I mean, they're getting high, they're getting baked, they're dropping acid, they're doing coke. And if you're doing it cyberly on Zoom, someone's going to capture that on video. Now, I mean, for me, when I'm with my friends, we're just, you know, whatever. I'm not really doing anything, you know. I mean, I might, you know, make, you know, a joke that's not too funny. And that's my biggest fear, that somebody's going to say, yeah, see, she cracked a joke and she wasn't funny. Okay, I want to be funny. I don't want anybody cracking a bad joke. Or I might, you know, scratch my nose and go, oh, my God, I got boogers. And then somebody has a picture of me like this. You know, so I know I should be a little bit more cautious, but I'm really not worried because I don't really do anything that I wouldn't really be worried about would be, you know, reproduced on video or tape. But you start to drink, you start to do drugs, are you going to be able to get a job later if that surfaces? I mean, that is now cementing in history. You're high. It is cementing in history your bad jokes, your off-color jokes. You know, we talk about when you drink, what kind of drunk some people are. Like, are some people mean? You know, when they drink too much, or, you know, maybe if they get high, they get kind of mean, and they're like, all of a sudden, you know, they want to fight. You have others that get funny and get really giggly. See, me, if I drink, I've never gotten, like, drunk, but if I drink, I get very, very lovey. And it's not amorous. It's not that. It's, you need money? Man, I'm going to buy your next house. I don't even have the money for their house. Or, you know, you two, you know, can't have a baby, you know, because you're both men. I will surrogate your baby. You know, I always do this. And my husband's like, will you stop promising to have their child? You cannot be a surrogate. You're too old now. And I'll do that. And I'll be like, I will just start to, you know, and I've outed people, and I really don't like that term because you're not in or out, you know, you either, you know, love one, you love another, you know, but I have many times said, look, you know, if you don't have a baby, I'll surrogate for you. And they're like, why wouldn't I be able to have a baby? And I'm like, because you're gay, you know. No, I really wasn't ready to tell people that. So when I drink, I will expose things that maybe were supposed to be kept a little quiet. Everybody knows my password. Everybody knows my phone password. Because, like, oh, take a picture of me, you know, and I'm like, take a picture of me. Oh, my passwords, I just tell everybody my passwords. So I'm very transparent. What's the word for where I basically unfiltered, maybe? I don't know. So I'm not very good with keeping secrets. And I'm just very like, oh, I love you so much. Oh, I've always loved you. You are like, not like love, but, you know, oh my God, I'll give you my kidney. I have promised over 100 people a kidney. I only have two. And I could really only donate one. So I'm going to have to tell 99, sorry, I was drinking. So, what does this study out of NYU mean? And why am I even discussing it with you guys? Well, we talked about Zoom, how now Zoom has surpassed Ford and General Motors and Starbucks. Zoom is, it's like, they're at like $4.32 a share. I didn't invest in Zoom because I didn't have the extra money. I was so busy trying to catch Tesla, right, before the stock split. But, I mean, Zoom is huge. And Zoom has now redefined how we now do business, how we now do business meetings. If you think you're going to be going back having a business meeting, you know, in your office when you have a bunch of people going, oh, I don't want to get flu, or I don't want to get COVID, or I want to work from home. It's all about Zoom. Once you've gone Zoom, you never go back. So Zoom is here to stay. Their stocks will probably skyrocket even more until there's more privacy things. But the one thing about Zoom is it could capture video. You could record your Zoom. Remember there was some guy, I think it was Argentina, he was having sex with his secretary before the Zoom meeting, so you could just totally see him behind her, like, and then, and I guess the people that were waiting for the movie could see it all because the camera was on, and then they went and sat for their meeting. I don't even know if he pulled out her chair. I don't even know if how that ended all, but he basically, we're on camera all the time. You know, my kids, you know, they'll mute when they're on, you know, because they're now on school, and, you know, they have to be dressed. Apparently, you know, school has said, look, you know, you got to kind of, you know, wear a shirt, okay, so none of this underwear thing. Because, again, they get called on, and they have to answer and things like that, you know. And so, you know, I mean, I'm usually dressed around the kids anyway, but, you know, there's cameras going to be on all the time. Cameras are always on. And so, you know, when you look at this study with NYU, it was published in the International Journal of Drug Policy. How did youngsters, or the Zoomers, or even millennials, take, or even Xers, take to this whole shutdown? They still partied. I mean, they're not going to stop partying. They're not going to stop socializing. And if they were on a shutdown and there was no bar opened, well, then you want to know what? Fine. We're just going to party online. But now that's numerous. Now, mind you, the average bar, okay, I mean, the average, I get it. I mean, the average, he probably has cameras. There's probably some security thing. So my guess is you're getting caught anyway. I always get nervous at Walmart because I'm like, oh, my God, I got to fix my bra. So I'm trying to fix my bra, and all of a sudden I see the camera. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, my underwear's riding up. So I'm trying to, like, fix my underwear, right? Or like, oh, you want to know what a problem? Oh, my gosh, you know what I do? Ooh, okay. I'm in a hurry when I go to the bathroom when I'm at Walmart because you can't bring the cart in. So the cart is outside. I mean, my purse is with me, but my cart is outside. I'm afraid that I just bought all those groceries because the bathroom is after you buy the groceries. So I'm worried that I bought all those groceries and stuff and somebody's going to steal it. So when I pee pretty quickly. And sometimes I'm also wearing some Spanx. So sometimes I'll pull up the Spanx, like I'll use toilet paper, I'll pull up the Spanx, but I forgot to pull up like maybe the underwear if I was wearing underwear also, right? So then I'm dressed, but you could feel the underwear still down right by your thighs. So like, oh my gosh, so now I'm in a Walmart trying to kind of fix it, and then when you walk by the Walmart, there's like a glass, like a double weight glass, and the security is there. So I'm like trying to fix it as I'm walking out of Walmart, it's like right by that mirrored glass, and the security sees me like grabbing my butt. But there's just no privacy. So for me, if you're telling me somebody's going to see me on Zoom, you know, fix my, I don't care, because at least that's not in a security video where everybody could watch and go, this woman really needs to kind of stop and think before she stands up from the toilet seat, which is, again, why I have penis envy. If I could stand and pee, I don't have to deal with this. I can't tell you how many wardrobe mishaps I have just because I just can't stand and pee. You know, guys are like, yeah, but, you know, sometimes we forget to zipper up. I'll take that. Okay, an XYZ PDQ, or your cow's poking your head out of the barn door, I will take that from all of the other issues I have. That's, you know, oh my gosh. You know, you're like, why isn't the bra fitting? Well, because bra is only on one. It's horrible. 1-877, that's all, they don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, guys!
Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a magnitude 7 quake shook near the coast of Atacama, Chile last night. The U.S. Geological Survey detected a quake at about 9 p.m. with an epicenter of 47 miles northwest of Vallenar with a magnitude of 7 and a depth of 21.75 miles. The quake could be felt far beyond the epicenter and is potentially disastrous. Over the last 7 days, there have been two other earthquakes earthquakes above magnitude 3 within 100 miles of this area. And, you know, whenever there's an earthquake in Chile, it's very relevant to us because, especially in the western part of the country, because we're really due for the northeastern corner of a Pacific earthquake that would hit Seattle, hit Alaska, because remember, we had the Fukushima Tokyo disaster a few years back. We had New Zealand, Christchurch, we had a New Zealand, a huge earthquake a few years back as well. Chile, then it means we're kind of with that little, that plate, that upper eastern corner of the Pacific, which would be on our west coast, would be possibly the next one. So we're very, very concerned. I don't know how ready we would be. I don't know how ready Northern California would be, or Oregon would be, or Seattle would be. But obviously concerning with tsunamis and destruction, etc. So I watch very, very closely what happens in Chile, and I hope they get through this unscathed. Definitely scary time. Now, Walmart is back in the news. Walmart's always in the news. And Walmart has kind of gotten a run for its money with Amazon. In fact, I have shopped way less from Walmart, not because of my underwear issues, but because Amazon makes it so easy with Amazon Prime for me to order something and get it sent to me free shipping. I love free shipping. Shipping is such a catch, you know. People can charge, I don't know if you guys have ever bought something on eBay. Something costs $10, but also on eBay it's $1.99, but it's because there's $10 shipping, right? So shipping's not easy. And so Walmart decided to do what Amazon Prime did, but they call themselves Walmart Plus. And if you pay $98 a year, which is cheaper than Amazon Prime's $119 a year, you get free shipping. So Walmart has seen its e-commerce business grow enormously during the COVID pandemic. Millions of people have avoided venturing into stores, so the big box retailer is now doubling down on its ambitious e-retail goals to keep it expanding online and to help shoppers get digital orders faster. So yesterday, they said it's building out its e-commerce membership program, which competes with Amazon Prime, to include more items and perks, like shipping as fast as same day for orders of at least $35, a cashierless checkout feature in the Walmart app. The program previously was called Delivery Unlimited and focused on groceries. But now it's going to be renamed Walmart Plus and add any items you would find at a Walmart store, like toys, electronics, tampons, household essentials, cleaners, toothpaste, etc. So all Delivery Unlimited customers will be changed over to the new program, same pricing of $98 a year, or which averages $12.95 a month. Walmart Plus, which has expected to launch earlier this year, will be available across the U.S. on September 15th. Now, one of you had asked me, and again, you would think this would just be a health show, but one of you had asked me if I thought Amazon Prime was worth it. So Amazon Prime, I don't really know, I guess it costs about $119. My husband, you know, paid for it on his, account. $119 a year, if you divide by 12, is about $9.90 a month, which I don't understand how all $98 a year or $12.95. Oh, I get it. It's more expensive if you go monthly. So I'm basically paying about $10 a month for Amazon Prime. Now, I'm not a big shopper, so if I'm only shopping once a month and my shipping cost really would be about $10, and I'm losing money with Amazon Prime. But if I have a family and everybody's using that account, and Mom, I need batteries. Mom, we need batteries. And I'm like, I don't have time to go to Walmart. It's 2 in the morning. And why didn't you tell me when it was during, you know, I could go on to Amazon. I could order it and we'll get batteries in a couple days. Free delivery. So when you start to order multiple times, it's worth it. But you see the catch. You see what these companies are doing. They want you to invest, have so much skin in the game that you're like, well, you know what? I need to use this up. I mean, I'm already spending this much. If I'm already spending this monthly rate, then I might as well use it, and I might as well buy more. So it's actually brilliant marketing. And so that's why Amazon has done so well. The problem is during the COVID pandemic, many of us who had Prime didn't get our stuff 2 days with free shipping. Many of us had to wait weeks because a lot of the products were actually coming from overseas. Who knew? Who knew where a lot of our products were coming from? So some of us are like, prime my foot. I'm not waiting 3-4 weeks for, and so people got mad. But it looks like they're kind of back on track, and we're having our two-day free delivery. So Janie Whiteside, Walmart's chief customer officer, said, "We designed this program as the ultimate life hack. This bolstered membership program could help Walmart Now continue its fast growth." I don't know about their stock. I used to have stock. I don't really have stock now in them. Not that that really matters, but it might go up. In-store shoppers have the access to a scan-and-go feature that lets them scan items with their phones and pay for them using Walmart Pay, allowing them to avoid the checkout line. Walmart has been testing out their cashierless technology at a Sam's Club store since 2018. Cashierless means, you know, less staff. So Walmart is also adding a fuel discount of up to 5 cents a gallon at 2,000 Walmart, Murphy USA, or Murphy Express fuel locations. Sam's Club stations may be added. So if you also get a discount on gas, that might not be too bad. So that means every 20 gallons, you're saving a buck. So you can basically get, if you have a 40-gallon tank, $2 off. That can add up. So, we'll see what happens with that. Good for them, but not, you know. Yeah, it's, unfortunately, I already buy Prime, so I don't know how well this is going to go, because if some people are already paying for Amazon Prime, you know, unless they really, really love Walmart, you know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have been asking for news that is unbiased. You know, Fox News says they're fair and balanced, but a lot of people don't, you know, buy that because you don't really see a lot of, you know, Trump bashing, which some people want. CNBC and, or MSNBC and CNN, you know, you don't really see a lot of, you know, Biden bashing. And we don't want bashing. For those of us that want news, we just want... Just tell us what happened. I mean, just tell us what happened. We'll decide if it's a dementia or if it's a if it's an overstep. Just tell us what happened. You know, Trump made an executive order to cut payroll taxes. Just tell us that. You don't have to break it down. You don't have to give us your opinion. Just tell us what the executive order was. Biden is campaigning, let's say, in Philadelphia. Fine. You don't have to tell us how many people showed up. We don't care. So apparently there is going to be a new news station. It's launching tonight via 3-hour broadcast of, quote, News Without Bias, and it's from WGN America. It's a newsroom in Chicago. Joe Domlin and Marnie Hughes will anchor the show. Weekend shows will be led by Rutabez Shahbazi, Nicole Burley. Breaking news anchor will be Aaron Nolan, meteorologist Gerard Jabali. And apparently, this is going to be from Nexstar. Nexstar has a highly experienced network of regional and local news outlets. Apparently, Nexstar has already 5,400 journalists based on 110 newsrooms across the country. And so this is going to be WGN. Now, again, I don't know how fair and balanced this is going to be or how, but I don't know how they're going to tell the news without trying to put that entertaining spin on it. But right now, they're promising, you know, unbiased news. It'll be interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.